Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is your sports bros, Rob and Suk. We've got Andrew Nemec with us here of Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. He is our draft gnome. And the NFL draft round 2 and 3 about to get underway. Well, not 3 before 2, but both are today.
Simultaneous.
I would love the idea of we'll draft round 3 first. Unbelievable.
That'd be a nice twist.
The only weird part about these is now we get all the randos that come up and make the picks. And
you don't like that?
Well, no. I find it weird. I don't remember who it was, but like last, I get why they do it, but like they brought up the family of the soldier that died. Mm-hmm. And I find that so weird where they're like, their son, brother, father was tragically killed, and now here they are. And then, like, they just, it's so awkward.
With
it's
the 89th pick,
yeah, and here's a football pick.
Yeah, right? It's
just, is weird.
It's, I maybe for that family, it's a great healing moment. I'm not, it's just for me as a viewer. And then they're like, their brother died, and everyone's like,
yeah.
Why are we?
Well, and truly, as
it's
bad as
so
it sounds,
strange.
Nobody cares. I mean, not to be that guy, but nobody cares.
Yeah,
everyone wants to know who, well, like the guy in the face paint with the sea, or the guy with the bear hat and the bear claws on. He's like, oh man, okay, serious moment. Okay, who are my bears picking?
Well, but I think they use it to highlight. Like, I think with the Chiefs, was it the Chiefs one? The kid that made the pick. It was the son. Was it the Chiefs pick last night?
I don't remember who.
Yeah, it was the Chiefs pick that did the kidney transplant or the liver transplant.
Oh, that's
or something
what it was.
Like that.
I think they use it to kind of highlight some of the programs that help people like that.
Oh no,
which is good.
They definitely do.
But
it's all outreach.
It is a little. I mean,
I just find it. I find it odd because they do it like at all sport events. They do it like at the Blazer game where they're like, you know. They're like the widow of something or other, and then they just look at her, and she has just this. And then there's like a kid involved, and he just looks just gaunt in the face. And you're like, "Hey, your dad's dead, but here's your face on a jumbotron and a signed team pennant." It's just weird for
the
me.
The reason it stands out more in the draft is when you do that at a Blazer game, it's kind of a one off.
Yeah.
When you do that for like 65 picks in a row,
yes,
and it's like the 63rd. Soldier's widow, you kind of go, okay. Can we just, can we not?
God, there's a lot of people there again today. Look at that.
Yeah.
By the way, I talked to Meatball. He's on his way back.
Mm-hmm.
He was there yesterday. He said, I said, what'd you think? He said, yeah, that's cool. But he's like, one and done.
Yeah.
Don't need to do that
no
again.
No one does it twice.
No one does it twice.
I beg to differ. Bear paw guy? Yeah. The guy that's got whiskers on his face? Dude, that guy's doing it more than once.
The Bills are first up in round 2 because they made a couple trades to get out of. They didn't even make a first round pick.
No, they did
no,
not.
No, and they acquired serious assets, and there's still some good receivers on the board, so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
And that's the thing, is they have to address the receiver need. But I've heard a bunch of people that think that they will be shopping this pick because this is one that a lot of people want to move up to this pick because this is essentially a first round pick. And so that the Bills may be.
Yeah, but Nemec is telling us there are no first rounders left. So why would,
By rule, they were 32, and they're all drafted now.
Well, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's no, like, glaring player.
There is no true blue.
The Bills aren't,
there
like...
There is no true blue. Yeah. It's pick your flavor, I mean, receiver.
So, but this is my point with the Bills and why people are saying that if you're the Bills and people want to move up, let's say another team had a guy ranked as the 24th best player, and he's there at 33 now. And if you're the Bills and you're like, hey, we don't think there's a big difference between 33, 39, 49.
Exactly.
And you're the Bills and you
make another trade.
Make another trade. Just keep moving back and accumulate picks, because there are a lot of teams at this point, as what Nemec was saying, they feel like they can get a guy at 33 and they can get the same quality guy two rounds later. This is where some teams like to acquire picks and now just do the shotgun burst, where you're throwing darts and getting guys that you like that maybe don't necessarily fit other squads, but they fit your needs and you get more of them.
Right. And you could really easily look at this and say, we like Ladd McConkey, we like Troy Franklin, we like Keon Coleman. Let's trade back until there's one of them left, and then we'll pick, but we'll add two-thirds, a fourth, and a fifth by doing it. And there are teams that are going to play the board that way. The problem is everyone knows there aren't a ton of first-round caliber talents right
but
now,
like Cooper,
so it might be hard to get a team to trade.
But Cooper DeGene is. Like, he is a legitimate first-round graded guy.
He's white.
He is wide, but like if you've got a squad that thinks they can get a what some people thought was a top 20 player in this draft and a corner, even though it's white, you know, that may be someone that's willing to move up now and think you're getting great value with an All-American elite cornerback that checks all the boxes except for that he's white, and you're getting him at 32. So you might see some more movement here in the second round as people try to acquire more picks.
I'm amazed that neither of you have brought up Xavier Leggett's interview yet today.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
the receiver out of South Carolina.
But can you get the? Is it possible to get the audio? I know you can't do it like this second, but can you get the audio at some point today?
I can get whatever audio you'd like.
Xavier Leggett is the most Southern person who's ever been Southern in the history of being Southern.
I didn't see that, but I have heard him talk before.
Holy moly.
Foghorn Leghorn.
He
type
went to
stuff.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And he went to what team?
The Carolina Panthers. He will not move. He was high school in Carolina, college in Carolina, and now he's getting drafted by Carolina.
He country.
It is going to be difficult to transcribe his quotes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Legitimately.
All right.
It's great.
I want to hear it.
I kind of wanted him for the Niners because of the way he is.
Put him in San Francisco.
I mean, it's just perfect, right? Yeah. He's
culture
shock.
You want his pro day audio?
No, his interview when they asked him about how he felt about Carolina being drafted by Carolina.
When you hear him talk, no matter what
it will shock you.
Yeah, it's
jarring.
I didn't hear last night. Yeah,
I'm going to be shocked.
I think it's jarring.
Okay. Look, I just got back from the South, Georgia.
It won't surprise you
Dude,
in the slightest.
It is another.
Look, fire off his pro day interview at least. At least we'll get a taste of it.
It's another world, man. On the fan.
Sports. Well, we don't have to.
I love sports. So Buffalo,
probably receiver.
Yeah, Buffalo probably receiver. Then New England, Arizona, and Washington, followed by the Chargers, Titans, Panthers again, and then Commanders again. So the Commanders have two of the first eight picks today.
Yeah,
Washington,
and they really need. I mean, when we talk about part of the reason everybody likes the Caleb Williams pick is Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, all around him. You look at that Commanders team, and yes, I know Terry McLaurin's great. Their offensive line is a bottom 7-8 O-line in the NFL. And Jaden Daniels, when facing pressure, takes sacks more than any quarterback in this draft by almost double. You need to protect him. It would not shock me at all if they go O-line, O-line here, because they desperately need to protect a guy who takes a lot of abuse and is very, very small.
Dan Quinn, right? They hired Dan Quinn as their coach?
He is their head coach.
That's their new head coach. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, the first pick is in of the second round. We are going to do in the news, per normal, the Hot Five. And then Joey Harrington going to join us. You know, he's going to have an interesting perspective on Bo Nix to Denver because he worked with Sean Payton, Andrew Brees in New Orleans. That'll be at 5:30. It is 4:14 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's 420. Bills took Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from Florida State, with the first pick of the second round. Does you like?
Keon Coleman's really interesting because his highlights are otherworldly. Like, his ability to high point the football and bring things down in traffic is, it's unbelievable.
He's a big physical guy.
Big physical receiver. The issue is he doesn't separate well at all. He's a relatively poor route runner. In fact, he separates so poorly that he's on the historically low end. He's like in the ninth percentile of receivers in drafts. His closest comps are all physical guys who kind of fail, Anquan Boldin. His closest comp is N'Keal Harry, and they're very similar. If you watch N'Keal Harry at Arizona State, you go, what a monster. He'll be great.
Couldn't get open.
The hope is, and it's weird, Keon Coleman looks like a stiff when he runs routes. When you put the ball in his hands, he looks really electric and shifty, even to the point where I've heard multiple scouts say someone should tell him to pretend like he has the ball already when he's running routes because he's a lot shiftier. He's a lot harder to follow, but when he runs his routes, there's no creativity, and it's very easy to follow. So he's a very, very strange receiver. If he can figure that out, he's got a chance.
Well, here comes the run on receivers right here, because we got another one coming off the board.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey, the Georgia wide receiver, goes to the Chargers. Yeah. So Justin
they
Herbert.
Traded up.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. That was you're right. That was going to the Patriots.
New England.
Yep.
And this was what people thought would happen, is there's a deep collection of wide receivers in this draft. There are a good group of offensive tackles, but they were going to go early. So the math Harbaugh did was not truly, we consider offensive linemen weapons, as he said in his news conference. It's, we will probably get two or three receivers in this draft, but we cannot get a good starting offensive tackle in round two and three because they're going to be gone. Ladd McConkey, according to a lot of people, is a top, again, it's that flavor thing. He's a late first-round grade if you love him. He's a third-round grade if you don't. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that are going to be like that. So they got a potential guy that they had as a first-round wide receiver and offensive tackle one for them. They're probably pretty happy with that so far.
McConkey also white.
Yeah.
Just need to point that out.
Cooper, by the way, Cooper DeJean, still on the available list. He is the ESPN number one available player, but... You know, it's different. You know, white receivers we can get down with, but the white corner? You just don't see it.
So the Patriots drop back three spots. So Arizona's on the clock, then Washington, then New England.
When we look at possible landing spots, by the way, for Jackson Powers Johnson, this is one. If you're an Oregon fan going, man, why hasn't Jackson Powers Johnson gone? They need a center, and he fits what they do. This could very easily be his landing spot.
I've got Leggett audio here. Would you like to hear Leggett?
I came across so much of it, I needed to clip all of it. It's excellent. I cannot stop listening to this guy talk.
Xavier Leggett,
yeah,
wide receiver, South Carolina,
yeah,
now with the Carolina Panthers. Here was his draft day presser.
So you woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
Feeling like when you got the call, because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy, but man, I was really overexcited.
Wow.
It's, and remember,
I love it.
He's from Carolina. This is like when Ed Ogeron became the coach at Louisiana. And the,
I'm glad you didn't have that Lafouche. Who wouldn't ever got past number one.
It's the same thing. It's a perfect fit.
It's the polar opposite of Brian Kelly at LSU.
Yes.
It's the polar opposite.
Yes. She's like, why
or
is
Dusty suddenly yes. doing a Brian Kelly?
And now he's staying in Carolina. Freaking fantastic.
Man, I'll be right down the road. It'll be a little easier for my family to come watch me play. So that'll be great. That's just them telling me down that they want me on their team, man. A lot of coaches came and hollered at me before and after this process here, man. A lot of them, man, they say they got a buzz in their facility for me, man.
So that was his pro day. He sounds different there.
Yeah, it seems a little
That sounded a little...
Yeah, it's a little more clear.
Maybe he was housed.
Might have been, but that presser, like, if you're the reporter and you're like, I don't know if we can quote him accurately. Right. Why? Did he swear? Right. He might have. I have no idea.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. Here's Senior Bowl. Let's see what this sounds like.
What would you say are the best parts of your game that help you get into the end zone like so often?
Oh, man, I'd say the deep ball, man. But I really feel like any way that I get the ball in my hand, I could get it to that end zone.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's from a town in South Carolina named Mullins, and there is a grand total of 4,000 people. I mean, he is a small-time country boy who is a hell of a receiver, and it's just perfect that he gets to stay in Carolina. And I hope they embrace him and that he just becomes a media sensation.
You know he's going to sponsor, Pancake House or something. Is going to just throw a bag.
Waffle House, excuse me, yes.
Is going to just throw a bag at him to be a spokesperson.
There's one other piece of audio while we wait to see what the... the Falcons traded up. Arizona traded back.
Interesting.
So here come the Falcons.
So let's see... I'm kind of thinking here, maybe Spencer Rattler, go further down the road. Pick a defensive player, for God's sakes, Atlanta.
Twitter's saying it's the defensive tackle out of Clemson that they're going to pick.
Rook?
That
Aurororo.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I want to hear Leggett pronounce.
His name
I want
is
him on the call.
Rook Aurororo. Yes.
Well, I don't think you can draft him just off of that alone.
He's kind of good, man.
He's kind of good.
I don't know a whole lot about him. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, who's this guy?
6'4", 300-pound defensive tackle out of Clemson.
Aurororo.
Athleticism for his size. If you're projecting a guy who could develop in 2 or 3 years down the road, have similar strength, similar ability to Byron Murphy, that's probably the guy you'd pick. The ceiling's high. He's raw. He has not been incredibly productive yet at Clemson, but the body, the athleticism, there's a ceiling there. And if you're the Falcons, you want to push the pocket, that's a nice direction to go. There aren't very many of these guys in this draft. They get a potential good one. It's just going to take time. But, hey, they've got all the time in the world. Penix might not play for 4 years.
Well, I was thinking, defensive tackles, because Sweat's still out there from Texas. You have Mason Smith from LSU. Was it the Fisk, the kid from Florida State? Jenkins
from
Michigan?
What we're talking, raw. Leonard Taylor, raw. Mason Smith, raw.
Yeah.
DeAndre Sweat might be in big trouble and also
just too
dumpy
heavy.
And
yeah.
too heavy and maybe raw.
So this goes back to your theory on just flavor. You're taking all projects and you think this is the best moldable project.
I think it fits what they do. And again, we talked about this, that there are going to be teams that think we can trade back. This is an easy trade back spot for us. And other teams are going to say, as you mentioned, let's get our guy. We want a certain defensive lineman. Of the defensive linemen left, I think he's the most ready right now with a ceiling on him. Chris Jenkins is a little bit undersized. I think he's a great run defender. I don't think he'll ever push the pocket. Rook Aurororo can push the pocket and also be a plus run defender right now.
I think it's fun to say his
name.
Dude,
that name is unbelievable. And it's spelled, like, now I'm looking at the spelling.
Yeah.
I would say it's or Horhoro.
And I thought it was or Horhoro.
Oh, there you go. Or Horo.
Ahoy, hoy.
I'm 100% sure that's right, but it does look not that way.
Wow.
And I was so excited to say his name on day two. Because I thought Rop would just have a lot of fun with Rook Aurororo.
Yeah, Aurororo.
That is it.
Aurororo, your boat.
Aurororo, your boat. So I have one more piece of audio real quick. This was funny, I thought. Brian Thomas, Jr., the wide receiver from LSU, he gets drafted, and of course they have the lady on the mic going in the back room there, and they talk to his parents.
It's awesome. That's all I can tell you. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
So, Andrew, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
How about that?
They were fishing there.
They were.
What were they fishing for? What's the
tragedy
what's the story?
But like,
what's
are
the
they,
story?
Are they a Katrina family? Maybe.
Dude, I don't know. Why would you say that?
You just
yeah,
see,
jerk.
Like, they're fishing for.
They're fishing for the tragedy.
Well, something
the
happened.
Tragedy yeah. porn.
She was
stuff.
Trying to tear up to talk about it,
right?
But she wasn't taking the bait.
They've got
to
stop doing that with, like, could you please talk about how your brother died? Yeah, and also, right. congrats on being the number 15. Do we really need to see? Here's my question. Do we really need to see tears that bad that we need to be that weird about the way we. Your dad's in prison. How do you think he'd. They do that stuff. Your dad's in prison. How do you think he'd feel about you being the number 20 pick? I mean, I don't get why we feel a need to do that. I just don't get that. I don't get that. It's the same thing as, like, this, you know, soldier's widow is up here to announce the line. Why do we need to make people cry? When
they're trying to make
the
people
draft?
Who don't already care, care. Like, I mean, us, yeah. the football fans, are already watching. If they think they have some stories, especially later, that's going to hold an audience,
well,
it's to appeal
is
to the
it?
Masses.
Well,
he's
from Louisiana. That's the reason why. Like, he's from Louisiana, went to LSU, so I thought maybe they were, you know,
no,
we've seen
I get why you said
that. We've seen
I'm
that before, like, with families that have been displaced and moved around. His family went through something. I'm trying to see if I could find it anywhere, but so far I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, the follow-up question was, when you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you? That's what she followed up with.
Yeah, so something.
What was the answer?
She said, it means the world. It's amazing. I'm so grateful to God. I'm so happy for him,
not,
and we are so proud of him.
She's not buying this crap.
We ain't doing this, lady.
And by the way, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that someone's like, dude, you are not going to use our backstory as some sort of victim porn, you know, for your broadcast.
Can you imagine? I mean, like, when I was a kid, my brother died. You know, Suka, not to, but your wife passed. I mean, can you imagine if something good happened to us and on stage, they were like,
crazy.
How do you feel about the fact that you've succeeded after you have a dead brother? I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
I had a chance to meet Marcus Luttrell once, the Navy SEAL that was the inspiration behind Lone Survivor. I mean, inspiration was his story, right? The Mark Wahlberg movie. Super nice guy. I had a chance to meet him once at a speaking engagement, and I was talking to him, and we were talking about football. He's a big football guy, so we were talking about football, and he kind of alluded to the fact. He said, "Hey, I appreciate it. We just were talking about football," and I was like, "Yeah," I was like, "No big deal." And he goes, "You don't know what it's like that every single person you meet, and if you don't know his story, it's horrid." I mean, like, buddies killed in front of him, like the worst, you know, worst thing you can imagine.
That's all he ever gets to talk about.
Yeah, he says, every stranger that I meet only wants to talk to me about the worst day of my life, a day that you can't comprehend. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's, I was like, let's just go back to talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, Nimmick, brutal. Congratulations on being drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, and what are your thoughts on the Holocaust?
Right, yeah. Just don't ask that to Aaron Rodgers. He might be like,
well it's
the Holocaust.
There's two sides to every story, and, you know, let's not rush to any sort of judgment. I feel like it was all a plot on the part of the U.S. government and Anthony Fauci's great-grandfather.
All right, Washington is on the clock. Then New England and Tennessee, round two continues. We'll get you updated on those picks, but we'll also do In the News coming up next. It is 4:32. Here's Buck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, looks like the Commanders, the Commies, took a defensive tackle out of Illinois by the name of Jerzon Newton.
He took a bit of a tumble because, again, in the draft process, a lot of people, I saw him, you know, in the top 20 to 25 picks, and here we are in the second round.
He's an interesting one. He's a good football player. He has a really high motor, but because he's undersized, even his pass rushing wins aren't bullying. It takes time. It's because there's coverage sacks and he kind of finally breaks through. And then as a run stuffer, he actually is a gambler. He shoots gaps. And so he has some plays where they run right off of his tail because he overshot. And he also has plays where he hits the running back and the quarterback kind of at the same time because he was successful shooting his gap. So he's kind of an all or nothing run defender. So there's big good, big bad. And then as a pass rusher, I wonder if he's going to have a tremendous amount of success because he doesn't dominate the reps he wins. Again, he kind of wins with energy, with just never give up. And so I think he's a good player, but I think that is why he falls. It is hard to find a string of highlights where you go, what a physical presence. That's not the kind of defense tackle he is.
Patriots just took Jalen Polk, the receiver from Washington. I do believe that's the fourth Husky.
Yeah, because we had two go in the.
They had a lineman.
Yeah, they had two went back to back. That's fourth because we had Adunze and
Penix.
And Penix, and then
what's the lineman's name?
The tackle,
Troy Fatanu. Fatanu. 20.
And now Polk.
And we could have two more: Roger Rosengarten, the right tackle.
Rosen.
The Huskies, and then Jalen McMillan could also be a third rounder. Maybe he's day three, but he's got a chance.
And he was injured this year. But right. Yeah, all three of those guys, all three of their receivers will go.
So the Patriots traded back. Chargers traded up to take Ladd McConkey, and the Patriots traded back three spots and took Jalen Polk. You see much difference between Ladd McConkey and Jalen Polk?
They're different receivers. Again, it's that pick your flavor. And A.D. Mitchell's still sitting there, and some people had him as wide receiver four in this draft. So, it's just pick your flavor. The thing with A.D. Mitchell, he was at Georgia, he goes to Texas, and at both spots, both coaching staffs kind of leaked there were red flags. And there's times where you say there are red flags and it's coming seemingly from teams because they want to draft him. And then there's times where it's universal and it's everybody going, I know the profile is a top 25 pick, I bet he doesn't go there. There are some real questions here. And we're seeing A.D. Mitchell tumble. And of all the players in this draft who are seeing a character tumble, A.D. Mitchell right now is number one with a bullet other than Tavondre Sweat.
And yet Cooper DeJean still sitting there.
White.
He's got a character issue.
Too white.
You know, this was interesting. And I wonder if it was a misspeak because Dane Brugler said Jackson Powers Johnson is falling in his recap of day one.
Yeah.
And he said teams flagged him for character issues. And I've heard medical issues.
Huh.
I've never heard character. It was a live podcast. He could have misspoke. I didn't think Jackson Powers Johnson was a character.
Yeah, well, he's a big personality, and I know he loves the media and these podcasts and all that stuff, but I've never heard anything. I always thought he seemed like a pretty jovial guy.
I have heard medicals. I have heard there's teams that have flagged his medicals. Yeah. But it shocked me to hear Dane Brugler say on a podcast. And I went back and listened three times to make sure I heard that right.
Physical.
And he wasn't talking about somebody else. And he said character concerns, which I think is...
That would be surprising.
That would shock. I think he just misspoke. But if we're looking at Jackson Powers Johnson, apparently there are teams that have some questions about him.
Titans on the clock. It is April 26, 2024. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Thank you, America. Today is National Pretzel Day. Mm. Is there anything more overrated than the pretzel?
We need to define what kind of pretzel
we're talking about. Soft pretzels
are good. Because if we're talking about a soft pretzel with cheese, I will fight you over the overrated statement.
Yeah, but isn't, will you eat, so take out the cheese.
Yeah.
Soft pretzel? No cheese, no dipping. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Lot of it's the sauce.
I'm sorry, but you give me a nice Wetzel's pretzel, a hot Wetzel's pretzel with butter and salt, I'm eating that son of a gun without cheese.
Is the soft
pretzels, great pretzels.
Is the soft pretzel the chicken nugget? of snack food. In other words, if you've got Chick-fil-A sauce or some sort of dipping sauce, chicken nuggets are just chicken nuggets. They're fine. They're not spectacular. But if you've got good dipping sauce, you can really elevate a nugget. You can really elevate a soft pretzel, which is fine if you've got a good dipping sauce.
Could it be that's a good comparison. Could it be more like crab or more like crab?
You need something.
Where you kind of need or clams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, you have to have the hot sauce, the lemon.
You're going like the highbrow version of my lowbrow little chair man.
Kind of, yeah.
Or
clam
almost like
a kind of little guy.
Like plain tortilla chips, unless you've got a salsa or a guac or something.
Yeah,
like,
no one wants plain tortilla chips.
Yeah,
but
what are you,
a psycho?
I think soft pretzels are better than tortilla chips by themselves.
Yeah. Correct.
Like, a nugget by itself, you will eat in a pinch if you're like drive through.
But it's weird to eat a dry nugget, isn't it?
Well, it's not great. You'd rather have the dipping sauce like a soft pretzel. Whereas a tortilla chip, if there's no dipping sauce, I'm just not eating. There's just no scenario where I'm eating plain tortilla chips with no guac, no salsa.
Mm. Well, I'm not a fan of pretzels. But I gotta tell you guys.
And the dry pretzel, like the snacky, crunchy pretzel, I'm so far out on those.
Yeah, that's what I'm. No, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Dots pretzel rods, very top of my snacking list.
Yeah,
Dots are awesome.
Dusty eats them every day. He's got a bag
pretzels?
Of them in here. Yeah, he's got the dots.
If I had to pick somebody to be a pretzel eater, I would pick Dusty.
Yeah, it's family.
But they're not like, it's not just a plain salted pretzel. It's a seasoned pretzel.
Yeah, it's
very
like,
different.
Yeah, there's a...
Like a honey mustard kind of situation.
There you go.
It is also Hug a Friend Day. The PDX carpet is back. I don't know if you saw this, but they have they've rolled out a little video that shows that they have about 1,000 square feet of the old carpet.
Yeah.
But it's new of the old.
Yeah. They remade it.
In the new terminal.
Yeah, because originally the plan was they were going to have little areas of the old carpet where you could go and take a photo, just like a little like this little squares, and now they're doing a big rollout.
Yeah, well, but it's not. It's kind of like that, though. It's only about 1,000 square feet, and it's just for people to go and take photos.
Yeah.
Everything else is wood.
Oh.
The floor is generally wood.
Okay.
But there's
one spot
where they want you to go and take your stupid little Instagram shots.
And by the way,
stupid feet.
There are going to be so many of those. It will be insufferable.
Yeah.
Just get ready.
It'll be popular.
Get ready. Maybe I'll do it today.
Hey, yeah. Well, no, it's not open yet.
I do kind of like the hats, like the Blazer hat or the Hillsboro Hops hat with the Portland carpet on the bill.
My,
I think that looks cool. That's
I'm
as
glad
far
they
as
brought
go
it back.
All of my golf covers, my putter, my driver, all that, PDX carpet.
Oh,
ones.
That's cool.
Did you guys hear the big birding news?
Big birding news?
Yeah, big birding news today.
No, I missed
locally.
I missed my bird news.
Well, apparently, so this is at Hug Point State Recreation Site, and this was April 21st, Vancouver resident Michael Sanchez was photographing Hug Point Falls at sunrise when he noticed a little bird near the shoreline and he took a picture of it. Okay, he thought it was a little blackbird. He said, it posed for me for a minute or two, then it flew up to the rocks, it stayed there for a moment, and then it flew away. I didn't think much of it. He was unaware that he had photographed the first known blue rock thrush sighting in U.S. history.
My
Whoa.
God.
History, guys.
Wow.
It's never happened.
Holy God.
The birders have boners the size of Andrew Nimitz.
Unbelievable.
I just thought you meant the size of me.
Little tiny
Not
boners.
The biggest guy.
You are a little fella.
Yeah.
Victim weight.
Yeah. So he posted it to...
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
What is it called? A blue...
It's rock? Called a... it is called a blue rock thrush, which is kind of a cool name.
It is it's like a rock band. Hey, what are you going to see tonight? I'm going to see Blue Rock Thrush.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
Well, this guy's kick ass.
It's like the blood thrushing to their... Wait.
What?
What? So where is this bird normally? Like,
returning home to review his picture, so he put it on social media. He noticed that the little blackbird was much more colorful than he realized. So he puts it on social media, and then everybody's like, oh my God, dude, you don't even know. He said, I noticed the bird wasn't black at all. It was pretty blue and chestnut-colored bird. I posted on social media, and one of her birding friends let him know it was an extremely rare bird in this part of the world.
I'm looking like where it's where it makes its home, and it's
where are they from?
All over Southern Europe,
a lot of Asia,
into the Southern Asia, down into like the Philippines and Indonesia, a little out to Japan. So I don't know how it got here. If someone brought it over and let it go, or
Maybe it just flew the ocean.
That's a long
like Amelia
flight.
Earhart.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, have not you? Like Amelia
well,
Earhart. You know.
But except that she made except it. She made or it. This bird made yes. it. She didn't make it.
Have you guys ever gone birding?
No.
Me either.
No.
No.
Sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible. I
mildly interested.
Really?
Mildly.
Couldn't
okay.
you just be like hiking and then also happen to be birding? Because right. you're just looking
yeah.
around?
And, yeah. and that's sort of where I'm at. Like, oh, I would take pictures of cool birds while I'm hiking. Yeah. But, like, I'm going to go sit because right. I think there might be some cool birds along this cliffside.
Exactly.
Oh, hard pass.
Yeah, sit there with your binoculars. But I would like to go birding with someone who knows what they're talking about.
Nope.
Yeah. You know? I'd like
I'm not interested in what you're talking like,
no,
about.
He think
could talk
cool.
to me, talk to me, talk to me. And I'm like, I do not care.
You know who's a sportser who's a big bird watcher? Local guy?
Is it Swigard?
No, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Rob Nyer. The sports writer?
Oh, yeah.
The
really?
Baseball guy?
He's,
yeah. he's a big bird watcher. Yeah.
Well, I just do not understand bird watching at all.
Well, they're like, kind of cool, you know? Well, like, do you ever see a blue jay or an oriole?
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
They're in my... they're star jays. They're bigger blue jays, and they hang out in my backyard. And we have a lot of birds, and they're cool. And this is what I do when I walk outside. Oh, that's a pretty bird. And then I go right back to doing whatever the hell I was doing.
Pretty bird.
We have pretty a protected bird. Wetlands behind our house.
Yeah, you do.
We get blue herons sometimes, which
yeah,
is pretty cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
And red-winged blackbirds.
Okay.
They look like they have orange spots, so when they fly, there's like right on either side of their head is like an orange circle. They look pretty cool. That's as far as I get.
I love it. Titans, Tavondre Sweat, the defensive tackle from Texas. He yeah. goes to Tennessee. And then the Rams just took Braden Fisk, defensive tackle, Florida
run
State.
So here's our run on pick your vanilla. We yeah. just had our pick your poison wide receiver. Now we're doing pick your poison. This is how this is going to go. Teams are going to move all around the board to get their flavor of guy, and runs are going to dictate who moves up and down to do that.
Eagles, Packers, and Texans next three up. In the news continues next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right. Welcome back to our show. It is April 26, 2024. This is In the News. Thank you. Your noted newsman here. We have car chase news. This is pretty wild. A Portland man stole a federal agent's car after officers found child porn in his home. So they left him out. So his name is Travis J. Griglia. He's 43. He's a registered sex offender. He was on federal probation for doing bad things. And they're searching his home for child porn.
And found some.
Found some. And he was sitting in the federal agent's car in the passenger seat, not even handcuffed. And he turns to the guy who is guarding the car, who is outside of the car. And he says, "This is not going to go well for me." But he slams the door, rolls up the windows, jumps in the driver's seat, and takes off.
Well, look, I'm going to defend the perv here. If you're a convicted sex offender...
Not surprised.
Yeah, if you're a convicted sex offender, and you know they're going to find child porn, what do you got to lose at that point, right? Like, he even said, "I know this isn't going to go well for me." What, are you going to tack on an extra 50 years? My man, you're going away forever, I suppose. Like... You get one last Grand Theft Auto moment at that point. I don't know where you think you're going in the federal agent's car. My guess is not far.
Well, he was driving over 100 miles per hour, yeah. rapidly changing lanes. They yeah. did say there was a gun in the car.
Oh, geez.
Deputies eventually managed to blow out one of his tires after putting spike strips in multiple locations.
It does seem interesting that if you are one of those agents, I don't know, take the keys out of the ignition when there's a gun in the car.
Right?
Really? Seems a bit odd.
Yeah, they said even after the spike strips, he kept driving, yeah. and
yeah, he
eventually
point,
flipped.
At that point, you're committed, right? I mean, you blow out a tire, you're rolling on the rim. It's not like you're going to be like, "Oh, no, I'm damaging the car."
To be honest, once you're in possession of the child porn, aren't you kind of all in on a bad lifestyle from the jump?
I think so.
Like, isn't it all downhill for, like, wow, the dude who likes child porn also stole a car? It's like, yeah, he's a dude who likes child porn.
What do they say, like, the when it comes to breakfast, the chicken is involved in breakfast, the pig is committed. At that point, you're committed to your life of bad deeds. And at that point, you're right. Like, it doesn't get much worse. It's not going to go well for you in prison.
So, last story for you. Do you guys think that pizza boxes can go in the recycle bin?
I think they can't because they have grease on them.
They got grease and cheese.
That is correct.
Don't tell my significant other. The BTJ gets very angry at me when I point this out. She thinks all these things can be recycled.
They cannot.
They can't.
Yeah, they have grease on them. However, did you know that pizza boxes can go in your yard waste bin? Did you know that?
Huh?
Yeah. Compost or yard waste.
Really?
Yep. You can put pizza boxes in there.
Huh.
That's right. This
the
from
cardboard, right?
Yeah.
I've seen people that plant over the cardboard.
Exactly.
They use the cardboard as some sort of
Well, people
compost.
Put cardboard to, like, stop, like,
weeds
you can
and stuff.
Yeah, weeds and then it just
Yeah, they put dirt and mulch over it.
Paper and cardboard food containers tend to be recyclable unless they're coated in the kind of wax or plastic often found on frozen food containers. Pizza boxes do not have that problem, but they do tend to carry a layer of grease and dry cheese that makes them a no-go for the blue bin. However, there is some debate about whether the grease is really that much of a problem. Several online sources, including Pizza Hut and Domino's, say it is possible to recycle pizza boxes. Many cite a study that found recycled paper was not compromised by grease in the pulping process.
I don't trust Domino's at all. Listen. Domino's is a company that sold pizza for years and then went, you know what, our pizza's terrible. What we should do is overhaul our pizza and then have commercials saying, yeah, we sold you terrible pizza for years. Now we're selling you good pizza. I'm sorry, I don't believe Domino's.
What about Pizza Hut? Do you believe Pizza Slut?
I'm kind of indifferent.
Well, that's two different places. Isn't there a Pizza Slut in Portland?
What?
I'm pretty sure.
I do think there is a
pizza. There's a restaurant called Pizza Slut.
Yeah,
you read about it?
We talked
week.
About this. Yeah, Pizza Week. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Pizza Hut has a soft spot in my heart because I grew up in Kansas, and that was like our go-to Wednesday night spot.
When they had the sit-down and the buffet, and they had the checkered tablecloth.
Yes, it was great. And they had Miss Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Dude. And the mints? Come on.
Yeah. I'm really terrified about giving any type of pizza take because I know we've gotten caught in this before with potential sponsors. So all pizza's great.
Yeah, okay. So, in Portland, the City of Portland's website specifically lists pizza boxes as eligible to go in yard waste bins, even if they're coated in grease. You just have to make sure you've removed anything that isn't cardboard or food scraps.
Like the little plastic.
Wax paper, yeah, the little plastic, whatever. The
mice tables.
Pizza saber or whatever. Yeah.
Keeps it from being smooshed.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Looks like a little table for a mouse.
Like a miniature ottoman.
Informative.
I just say I don't believe anything gets recycled. That's my big conspiracy.
Most things,
dude,
most things
right
actually don't.
Yeah, my conspiracy theory is it all goes to one place.
I think
place.
It does. I think they've kind of proven that most of it does.
It's a scam, and Fauci's behind it. I don't know how yet, but he's somehow
Fauci.
Behind it.
Blaming the Fauci,
and he's making money on it.
All right, that's you in the news for April 26, 2024. We get you caught up on round two of the draft and the Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.